Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about recovering and healing after a breakup. Breakups are very tough, and oftentimes we don't give enough time to get over them. We don't do enough work to actually better ourselves and to power up. We have a tendency of racing to the next relationship because we don't want to be alone. When we break up, we usually feel like nobody else is going to take us, that we're never going to find someone else. We're never going to find Mrs. Right or Mr. Right, that was our chance. We're going to roam the earth alone by ourselves. And we begin to craft these thoughts and these stories about how we're going to be alone and what's going to happen. And we do that in such a haphazard way, but most of the time it's based on the fact that we're stressed out. Our feelings are all over the place. We're feeling pretty lost and kind of feeling like a shell of a person. So anybody that's gone through a recent breakup knows what I speak of. Throughout today's show, I'm also going to be adding some specific connections for when people are dealing with a breakup where the person that they were in the relationship with either displayed symptoms or had all the symptoms of borderline personality disorder, because this can be even more intense of a breakup, and it can be something that almost feels as though you are shell-shocked with probably feeling and experiencing some PTSD on top of feeling empty and lost and on top of feeling like a shell of a person. So we're going to talk about that today as well, and I think this needs to be discussed. Because this is a subject matter that's usually not discussed, you know, when it comes to guys talking about breakup. When men are talking about breaking up and it's guys to guys talking, you know, a lot of times it can be like, hey, just jump into the relationship. Don't worry about it. You know, when women are talking to other women about breaking up, there's a lot of things that go said and there's a lot of things that need to be changed because, unfortunately, most people don't really understand the work that needs to be done after a breakup. It seems for the most part that most people try to run from their emotions, run from their feelings, not acknowledge them. And in that fact, all the stuff that needs to be done doesn't get done. All the feelings and work that we need to work through doesn't happen. And instead, we live with this void in our heart that we've never dealt with. These feelings and emotions that we need to deal with, we never deal with. And so it's time to stop putting our emotions on the back burner. It's time to begin to really think about this kind of stuff and interpret it and process it properly. And once we process it properly, we can begin to live a truer, more authentic life that can really help us and support us in our relationships, our adventures, and our successes in the future. So let's dive in. Let's talk about recovering and healing after a breakup. And let's specifically begin talking about the first thing that needs to be done. The first thing that needs to be done is accepting the feeling of emptiness. Accepting the feeling of loss. Because it's normal. When we accept the feeling of emptiness and the feeling of loss and realizing we are going to feel this way, to accept that as a normal feeling and normal behavior, it allows us to really see the reality of the situation. I think many of us feel like we shouldn't hurt that much. Like we shouldn't feel that lost or that empty, but it's just not true. If you really did care about the person that you were in the relationship with, you are going to feel this emptiness and loss. Now let's take it a step further. If you were in a relationship with someone who was suffering with borderline personality disorder and you were no longer together, you're going to feel even more empty and you're going to feel even more lost and unable to figure out exactly what direction to go in. A lot of times it's because in that relationship, what was up was down and what was down is up. You were in a blender of emotions and feelings and a whirlwind of feelings and emotion. And because of that whirlwind, and because everything was different and you didn't know what was going to happen next, you were pretty much in a shock state. Oftentimes, you either got out of this relationship because you had to, or the other person left. And overcoming the situation is very painful. So you feel like breaking up is bad. It's even more intense when you're in this type of situation. So acceptance and acknowledgement of the fact that you are feeling empty, and accepting and acknowledging the fact that you are going to feel extremely lost. A good thing that you can begin to do is to really focus on you. Taking some long walks really helps. Exercising is a godsend to basically slowing down the mind. Also, focusing and refocusing your energy. A bit of meditation really does the trick. And it's really, really focusing on the fact that, yes, you are lost, and yes, you feel empty. That's okay. And let's get into that feeling and really feel it instead of trying to throw it away. The next observation that I want to talk about is the honesty of just feeling like a shell of a person. That is extremely normal. When you feel as though you're a shell of a person, missing emotions or feelings, feeling numb, not knowing exactly who you are, having a difficult time identifying yourself, and the more tougher of relationships you're in, for example, if you're in a relationship with a borderline, it can even add more so to you feeling as though you don't even know who you are anymore. Because oftentimes in various relationships, when they're unhealthy, there's a lot of codependency. The codependency morphs and grows into basically being a one-sided relationship, meaning anything that that person wants, you will give because you're walking on eggshells, because oftentimes you do not want to have their wrath. You've seen their wrath, you've dealt with their wrath, you've done it, you understand exactly what that means, and so if they ask you to do something, you do it now because you don't want to deal with the consequences, right? And so you keep doing things that oftentimes the things that you do is not necessarily what you want to do. It's not even in your best judgment. It might not even be something that you've ever thought of doing. It may be even something that you feel is horrible that you did in order to make that person happy, to not argue, to not fight with you, to not start a huge, massive argument. Lots of different things to keep the peace, okay? A good example is somebody that recently got out of a relationship with an alcoholic, a full-on alcoholic, okay? When you were in that relationship, you were walking on eggshells. There was a lot of issues that you dealt with. You never knew what that person was going to be like every other day, okay? And so oftentimes you do things that you would never do. The relationship is highly codependent, is highly toxic. And oftentimes you're doing things that are either you consider unethical or wrong. And you keep doing that because you have to, because in order to keep the peace and not to have a fight or have something really horrible happen, you do whatever you can to keep everybody together. And so when that relationship is over, because you've been doing things outside of what you would choose for so long, you don't even know what you represent anymore. Because you haven't been yourself for so long. You've been trying to be everything that that person wants you to be and everything that you want to be for that person, that you lose sight of who you are, Okay. And that can happen in any relationship. Any relationship that becomes very codependent, when you go through the process and you're dealing with that stuff, you will feel like a shell of a person because you feel even more empty because that person's no longer around. Remember, we are codependent for a reason. Okay, it doesn't mean that it's a healthy thing. It doesn't mean it's a healthy reason. But when we're no longer with that person that we were so codependent with, we feel very meek, very small, very insignificant. And so this is a normal thing to feel. It's normal to feel this way, but you've got to acknowledge these feelings. When we act like it doesn't exist, when we push it under the rug, what happens? It does nobody any good. Okay, all it does is it holds us back from learning and growing, understanding ourselves, and it holds us back from actually growing through the process, because the whole situation with this pattern is to end these patterns. We don't want to continue to go into toxic relationships over and over and over again. I'm telling you, that's not my deal, okay? I did that in the past. I tried it out. Wasn't my thing, okay? And I think that for most of us, pain and suffering is not your thing either. So really being real with you and getting real with your feelings and emotions is the first thing that you have to do. It's your first line of defense for not going down the same path again, okay? Because the opposite is this. Is not getting real with your emotions, acting like it doesn't exist, jumping into another relationship. Eventually, you're going to find out that that relationship has the same problems or even more exaggerated, and then finding yourself in a different type of hell. Okay? It's not necessary, and it's really counterproductive to growth. Okay? Extremely counterproductive. More recovery tips and healing tips when I return. If you haven't already, go check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find weekly new videos with original, authentic content. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
For outdoor and indoor allergies, get Allegra. It's the fastest, non-drowsy allergy relief. It starts working in 1 hour, helping you break through your worst allergy symptoms with continuous 24-hour relief.
Yes!
Great shot, buddy. Let's play another game.
You're on, Dad.
Get Allegra and get back to the moment. Among single-ingredient OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use as directed.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about recovering and healing after a breakup, how you can do this successfully, and the things you need to know to not continue to fall into the same trap over and over again. We call those cycles. We call those patterns. And oftentimes in life, many of us have several, if not one or two, negative patterns that we need to identify, be able to understand it, figure out where it started, and cut those ties so that we don't keep reliving the same cycle, the same pattern, the same toxic negative pattern over and over again. Right before the break, I was talking about how it's normal to feel like a shell of a person when you're in these relationships and when it's over because of the codependency factor. Because and oftentimes these toxic relationships that we're leaving is so toxic and so codependent that when we're on our own, we don't even feel like there's anything there because we haven't been ourselves for so long. We haven't said what we wanted to say. We haven't even been able to really feel how we want to feel. Okay? And so it's normal to feel as though you're a shell of a person. The next thing that I want to talk about is mourning the loss of the relationship. Yes, you have to mourn the loss of any relationship that's no longer there. You know how we mourn the loss of a family, relative, or friend that dies? Mourning the loss of a relationship is very similar, okay? It's very similar. And we have to do that because when something is over with, and we know it's the best for us, even though it might not feel like we want to do that, but we know in our heart of hearts, we know in our gut that this is what we need to do. It's time to let it go and to mourn the loss of that relationship because you will never have that relationship like that again. And once we mourn that loss and deal with it and have the emotion and cry over it and feel it and get in that and then let it go, some of us through the mourning of that loss will begin to feel a little angry after we mourn it because we'll be angry for a lot of the time that we might have lost, for the stuff that we did that we feel ashamed about, okay? Because oftentimes when we're in toxic relationships, we do things that we don't really agree with because we want to make that person happy. We don't want them to argue or fight with us. We're walking on eggshells and we're being whatever they want us to be. And sometimes it can be very, when we look back at some of the stuff that we did, whether it was cutting out our family and friends because the significant other didn't want you spending time with them, what have you. And so now you're having to reconnect with these relationships and you feel really guilty and ashamed of some of the actions, okay, that you did. And that's normal. And you might have to be asking for forgiveness for some people and you might be doing some apologizing, okay, Because oftentimes when we get into these codependent relationships, these toxic relationships, we give a lot. And we get very little back. You'll get like little crumbs back. And it's interesting how when you get the crumbs seem so big. Even though from an outside perspective looking in, most people are like, wow, you went for that? That's insane. I would never live through that. And we have no idea what they're talking about. But if you look at it in reality, you realize that in these codependent, negative, toxic relationships, and we're leaving these things, you start getting perspective because you realize how much you've probably been taken advantage of, but you realize how much you've given in on your own. And to some of us, it can actually scare us because then we start wondering, my gosh, how did this happen? How did I become this other person? And that's some soul searching that has to be done once we mourn this relationship and let it go. And so there might be some anger that comes up from this. Some resentment, and that's the normal next step, is the mourning, and then the anger and resentment, and then working through that, and the acceptance, and then the forgiveness for yourself, for the wrongdoings you've done, forgiving the other person, and moving on, okay? The next step that I want to talk about is realizing the possibility that they are going to reach out when you least expect it, aka when you are getting better. Okay, the other person is going to reach out when you're getting better. When things are getting better for you and you're feeling better and life is getting better, they're going to reach out right when you feel great and you're going to feel probably not so great after you communicate with them. It'll almost feel like all the personal work you've done was for naught. Okay, and so I'm just wanting you to realize this. Because knowing is half the battle. So if you know that when things start getting good and you start overcoming the relationship and you get to the part of a little bit of anger and you're starting to feel your oats again and you're starting to feel powerful, she or he is going to text or call or better yet, show up at your house or at your work. And you're not going to expect it. It's going to take you off target so fast. Unless you are aware that this is a mega possibility, okay? And so you need to be prepared for that. Now, there's a tendency that that might not happen, but that's very few people don't experience this, okay? Most people will experience exactly what I talked about. Very few people will not see that other person again because that other person, if it was a toxic relationship and that person was dealing with certain symptoms of certain situations, whether that was a narcissism, any sort of cluster B personality, as well as borderline personality disorder, there's going to be a desire to get you back or to make you see what you lost, okay? The desire to get you back or to make you realize what you've lost. And that can be really difficult for some of you out there, especially if in the relationship, your sexual part component of the relationship was really steamy, and very over the top, this might be hard for you, okay? Because this person comes back in your life, it's probably going to look very good when they show back up, okay? They're not going to show up at their worst. They're going to show up looking their best, okay? So when you realize that and you understand, okay, there's potential for this to happen. When I get better, there's a potential that she or he is going to show back up. And I need to be aware of that. Am I comfortable in my own skin? And how am I going to deal with that? And I don't want to sit there, let's go down the path and talk about the worst case scenario. But I think you just need to be prepared in the fact that this can happen. If you are prepared, you have a better chance of not falling in to that emotional roller coaster, emotional black hole like you would otherwise. Okay? Because it's intense, man. It's intense. You'll relive the whole relationship. You'll think about all the best times, you know. And that's always interesting, too, because you'll forget all the other times. It's very odd how that happens sometimes. You know, many of us, we forget about the bad times. We only think about the good times. And that can help us in life, and that can make us less stressful. But that can also lead us back down the primrose path and let us experience some more pain. Because apparently the pain wasn't as brutal as it needed to be. The next step that I want to talk about is ending all contact. for many of you out there, this is a tough one. You're like, oh my God, I got to end all contact. Oh man, I don't know about that. And that begins with ending all phone calls and text messages and pop-bys and ending all sexual. You heard me. Ending all sexual contact. End of story. If you want to get over them and you want to move on and you know that this relationship was toxic and it's time to move on, you've got to move on. You can't be wavering one foot in and one foot out. Because it's going to really Jedi mind trick you pretty bad if you don't. Okay? Because really, if this is a real toxic relationship that you are no longer in, and it's a cycle and a pattern in your life, you've got to end the cycle and pattern. You owe it to yourself to be healthy, to do what's right. Okay, so if you're constantly in contact with them, constantly being brought into that conversation, they're constantly popping by, the sex was really good in the relationship, y'all are occasionally, you know, trying to do this friends with benefits thing, this isn't going to happen. This isn't going to work for you. You're going to be back at ground zero very shortly, and it's going to be even more painful. Okay, so get some self-respect and power yourself up and say, hey, I owe this to myself, you know, to do this. Okay, you're not a slave to sex, so you need to figure out how can you get some self-esteem, okay, power yourself up and pull yourself out of this and stop all communication. If you can do that, the quicker you do that, the better your situation will be. The quicker you do that, the faster you will get over this relationship. And I'm telling you, the faster you do this, the more healthy you are at the core, because it means that you actually care enough about yourself to do what's right, even though it's not easy. Doing what's right when it's kind of difficult and not the easy way out directly correlates to doing the right thing for you. And this is a very powerful, powerful stance. When I return, I'm going to be offering more tips on recovering and healing after a breakup. These things that you can do to make sure that your life is right on target and that you're living your true life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about recovering and healing after a breakup, and I'm also talking more specifically about recovering and healing after a breakup with a toxic relationship as well. Right before the break, I was talking about ending all contact, okay? If you really want to move on in this relationship, you've got to stop communication, stop contact, stop seeing each other, stop the sex, everything in between if you want to move on. Otherwise, it's a joke. Otherwise, it's a joke. And I'm sure any of you out there that have been telling your friends and family about how toxic it is and how you moved on and all this stuff, but you're still having sex with them or popping by their house, eventually people are going to stop wanting to give you advice because they're going to look at you and say, you don't want to do anything anyway. You continue to keep getting yourself into the cycle. We see how sad you are, how depressed you are. We see how you're overcome with these decisions you're making, but you're not making the right decisions. You're making the easy decision that ends up turning into the hard decision later on. And so once you're able to end all that contact straight up, the healing process begins and starts a lot quicker. Your life becomes easier. It becomes more well managed. And also you're showing yourself that you actually care about your well-being. Okay. We have these things like in us called our souls. Many of you have heard of them. I like to call it our soul, but I like to call it our higher selves, our beings, our spirit God beings within us. And our spirit God beings like it when we do the things that show that we actually care about ourselves. It's kind of a big deal. You get a lot of points, you know. So it's like doing that, that's right, even though the sex might be the easy thing and it might be the thing that you like here on planet Earth. However, when you continue to enter into that toxic relationship, no matter how the context is, based on that contact that you have, you've got to get real with yourself. And if it's over, let it be over, okay? All the time that you're wasting in an unhealthy relationship is what? Unhealthy, wasted time. You can't get that time back. Okay, so we've ended all contact. We're doing good. We're feeling good. It's been a couple of weeks. We've done everything we can. We continue to end that contact. There is no contact, and we're really focusing on us. So what do we do next? We begin the personal search for ourselves, getting to know who we are and what we want in our life. Who we are and what we want. Who we are and what we want. Who are you and what do you want in your life? Okay? I know that sounds basic, but that can be one of the toughest questions that you'll ever answer in your entire life. Okay? Think about it. Who are you and what do you want in your life? Now let's expand on that, because that's what life's all about. You come in this world on your own and you leave on your own. Okay? And so that means that you got to figure out who you are if you want to call this life successful. If you don't care what you call this life, so, you know, so-so, okay, you know, I kind of did it, you know, I did okay. You know, I learned a little bit, you know, or I wasted a whole heck of a lot of time. Whatever. I don't want to go down like that. That's not what I want to do in life. So I want this to be a major, major success. And in order to be a major success, I've got to learn and understand exactly who I am and what I want to do in this lifetime. And both of those things do not include being in toxic relationships, being used, walking on eggshells, continuing a negative broken cycle and pattern. None of that works for me, okay? And so it's time to find you, because that's the biggest deal, is that if you would have found you before, you wouldn't have wasted your time in this relationship. I know. Isn't that crazy? I know. That's crazy. It's true. If you would have figured out who you were before, you wouldn't have had time for this relationship. This person would have never come on your radar. You would have never been interested. End of story. Case closed. However, you were too busy looking around, seeing who could identify, who could define who you were. Maybe the intrigue was interesting, the mystery, the sex was really good, whatever that was. Okay, great. That's great, right? But it has nothing to do with who you are and what you want and all that good stuff. That's just like a side piece of whatever that you have literally made your whole end-all, be-all of life's existence. It's totally screwed you up in your mind. You're feeling like a shell of a person, and you don't even know who you are. Okay, so this is the time to begin to figure out who you are and what you want to do in your life. The next part of this is to build yourself up. Like, I like to work with my clients. I work with clients, and I really specialize in helping a client overcome a really toxic relationship, oftentimes been married for several years, okay, dealing with that, been isolated, you know, no longer see family and friends based on this relationship, constantly walking on eggshells, feeling like a shell of a person, don't know who they are anymore, they feel like they're powerless, all that stuff. And so what I do is I come in and help them figure this out. We get over this relationship, we cut ties, and then we begin to build them up, okay? Powering them up by showing them and figuring out what really ticks with them. Everybody's an individual. Everybody's different. Not one size fits all, okay? No, uh-uh. And so powering them up and figuring out what are the things that they need to be doing in their life that are good for them. Okay, there's obviously basic things that everybody needs to do, which is exercising and taking care of yourself, okay? Because your health is wealth. Without your health, you have nothing. Second is eating right. You've got to eat right. You've got to take care of yourself. If your mind and body are off, you're off. Education is key. Learning is key. Socializing is key. Figuring out your dreams and desires is key. Connecting with your true spirituality and finding that connection offers so much to our lives. And all this comes in the process of powering up. And this can take several months. I've gone through a real toxic relationship a long time ago, and I took a whole entire year off to analyze, to process, to power myself up, to figure out what I needed to do to make changes in my life and to better my situation. And I literally looked myself in the eyes in the mirror and said, okay, it's time. I'm not going to continue this pattern because this pattern isn't helping me. That leads me right into the next tip, and that is recognizing the patterns of relationships from your past. Oftentimes, this toxic relationship is not the first toxic relationship. It's one of many. Okay? It's one of many. And so recognizing those patterns, why are you in these patterns? Going back to childhood, recognizing the whole enchilada began back then. When we were born and we were raised in the household, we didn't know what normal was. We didn't know what good was. We didn't know what bad was. We only knew what we saw. And so that became the normalcy. That became our reality. So we assume that everybody on this planet lived the same reality, no matter how wonderful or how horrible it was. Okay? That reality, that normalcy, no matter how toxic it is, goes into our adult life until we deal with it. And then we find other people to play out the roles of those patterns until we get real with ourselves. That means recognizing the patterns of the relationships in the past and getting real with it, realizing where it started, how it started, who started it, who was involved with the patterns, why do you get connected to it, why does it suck you in, and why do you keep looking for it? All of these things are not only relevant, they will change your life forever. Once you end the negative patterns, your life will change to a way that you've never even realized it could be that good. Okay, I work with my negative patterns. I got through it. I figured out where they started. Obviously, childhood, we start early. That's why when you're a kid, you can learn a language. You can learn so much easier because we're learning everything, right? We're not recognizing what's healthy or unhealthy. We're just learning what we're being shown as our reality. We take that reality through our life. Some people will go all the way to the end of their life on their deathbed without realizing these negative patterns. They will be sad and depressed because they never realized that they could end this. They just thought this was their one life to live. So once we recognize the patterns of the relationships from the past, we can overcome and we can move on. Another thing that you want to really think about is not to isolate, to really recognize the fact when you are isolating yourself from others. Okay, it's time. If you've been in a toxic relationship and the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the wife or husband made it very hard for you to spend time with anybody else, any time that you wanted to see family or friends, you were basically isolated from them, that sort of thing. And you can have that happen in a lot of different various toxic relationships. It's time to reconnect. It's time to reconnect with your friends and family, reconnect with even your kids from a previous marriage. Okay? And it's time to apologize to people for cutting them out. That's just the way it is. You're going to have to do some apologizing. You're going to have to do righting of the wrongs, okay? But don't isolate. The more you isolate in the situation, the more negative you feel. The more negative you feel, the more sad you feel. The more it's going to become even more emotional. And you're going to want to stop that feeling of emotions. And you're going to want to run back into the relationship no matter how painful that relationship was. Okay, and we don't want you doing that. I don't want you doing that because, again, that's another few months that you'll be in the relationship. Then it's going to fall apart again. Then you're going to have to pick up the pieces. And then you'll realize you wasted another 6 months in the situation. And now you're even more far gone emotionally than you were 6 months before because of the Jedi mind trick and everything else. When in reality, if you would have just recognized the isolation and put yourself out there, surrounding yourself with family and friends can really help. Stay tuned. When I return, I'll be talking about more recovery and healing after breakup. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about recovering and healing after a breakup. And right before the break, I was talking about how it's very important not to isolate yourself. Oftentimes, when we're getting over a breakup, especially in a toxic relationship, we had cut out friends and family due to that toxic relationship because the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the wife, or husband didn't want us spending time with those people. And so we were highly isolated in the relationship. Now the relationship is over. We had a highly codependent relationship. And now we don't have anybody. And what happens? Oftentimes, because we don't have anybody, we run back into the arms of the toxic relationship, okay? Because that's what we know, and we don't want to be alone, and we certainly don't want to actually deal with our feelings. God, what would happen if we actually dealt with our feelings and ended the pattern and figured out who we were and powered up? We could actually be an individual that was on the road to our soul's purpose. Wow. I mean, that's what we're here for. So, I might be joking, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not joking. I'm telling you the truth. This is the stuff that dreams are made of. When you finally get over these patterns and you finally suck it up and deal with these emotions and you deal with the fact that you're sad and you're feeling like a shell of a person, but you know what? You've cut contact. You're feeling good about that. You're searching for who you are. You're doing all the good things for yourself. You're working out. You're eating right. You're educating yourself. You're finding what really makes you tick. You're recognizing these patterns and you're seeing how this relationship was just another one of these patterns. Okay. It's another one of them. It's almost like a cookie cutter deal. It's just a different person. Sure, maybe they weren't as bad as the one before, but are we going with levels of bad? Are we finally going to sit there and say, okay, hey, it takes two to tango. So I'm bringing this to me. I'm bringing this around me, because that's what's happening. You're bringing this toward you. It's not like that person's finding you and going, I'm going to screw up their life. That's what I have to do. Because think about it. It's not about the other person. It's about both of you, okay? And so even if the other person is a narcissist or possibly has symptoms of borderline, it's not just their fault. Okay, they're dealing with their own issues, okay? And they're dealing with issues from their childhood, Okay, so if you go back to the symptoms of many cluster B personalities, okay, if you go and look at the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-5, and you begin to understand that and the cluster B personalities, and you understand borderline, you will realize that the reason why they are dealing with what they're dealing with is because of multiple abandonment issues and other issues that happened when they were a child. Okay, so it's not like they're some sort of demon. They're a person that's having to go through pain and suffering too. Okay, but it's two people that haven't righted the patterns, haven't dealt with their situation, came together, right, in a toxic, non-working relationship. And so you've got to set up straight and say, you know what, okay, yeah, I'm part of the problem, not the solution, but now I'm going to be part of my solution. Okay, and you can't think or feel about what the other person's going to do because they got to do it for themselves. You can't help them because you can't even help yourself. You've got to take care of yourself, just like the oxygen mask on the plane. Put it on yourself before you put it on your kid. Why is that? Because if you pass out from no oxygen by putting it on your kid's probably too small to put it on you, so you're screwed. You're going to die on that plane. Okay, and the same thing is, it's like when I have a client that just got over drugs, just got, you know, through rehab, has gone through a halfway home, and the next thing you know, they want to save other people off drugs. It's like, you haven't even been off drugs for 6 months. Okay, well, focus on you first. Let's get 4 years, let's get 5 years under our belt, and then you can start having all kinds of sponsees and all that kind of stuff. But in the process, you need to focus on you. Just because you've been sober for 6 months doesn't mean anything. I mean, hey, that's awesome. That's great stuff. But come back later on when you've done more, okay? The same thing exists when you're getting out of a toxic relationship. If you're just now finding yourself, you can't try to save the other person. Okay, let me figure this out. Let them save them. You save you, because that's how you got here in the first place, is codependent relationship, okay? So it's not about that anymore. It's about finding the whole person that you are, getting right with you, righting the wrongs that you've created in your life, you know, making amends to the people that you have hurt, and then eventually later on you can go back to her or him and see how they're doing once you've gotten better. But remember, you can't expect people to change, and you can't change them for them. You've got to do your own personal work. And maybe down the road, y'all see eye to eye on something, but I wouldn't hold my breath on that. But you know what? We can always get right with people later on, but we got to get right with ourselves first, because otherwise it's just kind of a lie. It's not reality, okay? It's not until we actually walk the walk and talk the talk. And it's not even about talking the talk, it's about walking the walk, right? So last but not least, besides not isolating yourself, is acknowledging and knowing that this too shall pass. But remember, the longer you stay in a relationship like this, the more time that is lost for you living your true life, okay? If someone is not willing to get help for an illness, either mental or physical, the more you hold on, and you become even more codependent, the more you lose yourself. That's it. You have this one life to live, and you have to determine how you want to live it. And we have all the opportunity to live it as limited and as small and as meek, or as big and vast and awesome and authentic as we want. We choose the laws of the land within our own mind of how we're going to live this life. And if you really think about it on that level, you realize the power that exists within you. You are a powerful being that has the ability to do anything they want to do, okay? You have the ability to realize the patterns in your life and stop them. Go back to the source, figure out when they started, aka childhood, and rectify them, or you can keep living them over and over again and be saddled to somebody with a situation or condition, or saddling yourself up without getting help, and in the end being, well, regretful and sad that you didn't do what you wanted to do and didn't take care of it. Because remember, this whole life is orchestrated for us to get to learn who we are. The faster we learn who we are, the better we are. The faster we learn who we are and understand what makes us tick, the closer we are to the reason why we're here on this planet, okay? We have this one life to live, And I want you to live your true life. I want you to find complete happiness and joy. And I want you to get that happiness from within you. And just because you had to go through this relationship doesn't mean that you're bad. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. We all have to go through relationships that aren't going to work in order to actually get into the relationships with ourselves and eventually someone else that it will. We first have to know what doesn't work and be able to choose what we don't want in life before we really understand what we do want, and better yet, what we deserve based on our own self-esteem and what level that's at. Stay tuned. Great shows coming up for you next. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.